Joining us now in studio on 49ers Live, a special guest that needs no introduction. He'll get one anyways. 49ers General Manager John Lynch. John, we appreciate you joining us. It's been a whirlwind, I know, and I think to some it was random. John Lynch came out of the blue. We had no idea he was even looking to be a GM, but right after it was announced the next day, I talked to your broadcast partner, Kevin Burkhart, and he had an interesting quote to me. He said, not so fast. It's not that random. He's been studying this ever since he got done playing. What does he mean by that?
Well, you know, I think Tim can attest to this. When you're a broadcast analyst, you have an incredible lens at the entire league. When you're a player, you really know. I knew how, let's see, I played for Sam Weish. I played for Tony Dungy, John Gruden, and Mike Shanahan. I knew how they did things. But as a broadcaster, you go in and you're invited in their home, and you're talking with the head coach. You're talking with the quarterback. You're talking with coordinators. You're talking with ownership. And so you really have, now I want to be very clear, I wasn't in there picking information from everyone. I was trying to be the best at my broadcast job. So when you said, you know, it was random to a lot of people, it was random to me as well, because really I was enjoying what I was doing. There was something in the back of my head. John Elway introduced me to it about 5 years ago, brought me in their off-season program, and kind of sat through draft meetings. And I always said, hey, in the right situation, I would be interested in it. And I guess the right situation hadn't come by until now. And this one, it moved quick. It, you know, I think it's been chronicled how those conversations took place. And once it did, it was fast moving, but it just felt right. And I was willing, and I had my family's blessing and excitement as well, which was probably the most critical thing for me.
You know, John, you used a phrase in the presser that I thought was fabulous because it resonates being the senior on this panel here, I can say. Is you get to a point in life when you decide to do things, you bet on people. You use that phrase. Yes. I loved that. Yeah. Talk about betting on people in your decision to do this.
Well, you know, I think that's when Kyle and I first hit it off. I had done a lot of, it just so happened I did 4 broadcasts for the Atlanta Falcons this year. Mm-hmm. When he was in Cleveland, I did a couple of them. I've known Kyle for a long time. You know, when he was in college and his dad was coaching me, he might have been in high school. But he's someone I bet on. Then I got to know Jed. And there's, you know, there's a lot of negativity around Jed because what's happened here the last 2 years. But what, you know, I think I'm always feel blessed because my parents always taught me that give people a fresh look for yourself. Obviously, you know some history, you study up, but then you get to know them for yourself. And what I saw was a guy that was very committed to winning and to getting this thing right, and who wants to restore this franchise to what it once was and where it should be. And I can tell you that that wasn't just in the interview process. So we're a week into this thing, and everything I've asked for, he said, that's what you want to do. Let's go. And so the commitment has been there, and that's what I did do, was bet on people. I also bet on you know, pretty special place, the San Francisco 49ers. I think spending some time up here in college and playing for Denny Green and playing for Bill Walsh and knowing Ronnie Lott and those guys, that let me know what this place is all about.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for you. And first, I give you so much respect for leaving the broadcast world. I know that lifestyle. I was at it for a long time. I did it. Had years left on my deal at Fox. Wanted to be emotionally invested with a football team. That's all I knew. I mean, and I did so many games, John, in the booth where I didn't care who won or lost. Yeah. It really was who I picked on the pool just so I could beat Sam Rosen or Chris Meyer sitting next to me, or more importantly, Burks, the producer in the truck. But I missed the feeling of being part of something, and where wins and losses matter. They hurt, the you know, the euphoria of winning, and obviously the manic depression when you lose. The fact to be emotionally invested again, was that the biggest draw for you? Because I know you had a great career going at Fox, and it was going to continue to go this way.
Yeah.
But there's something missing doing that from what we grew up doing.
Yeah, you're right. And I think you can understand and you can relate. And I think it's also important that I'm sure when you were doing the broadcast, you had a great time. I want everyone to know I was loving what I was doing. But it was kind of when you would go home after the season, like everyone does, and you'd say, okay, let me take inventory on where my life's at. My family life is great. I've got a beautiful family. Let's talk about work. And, gosh, this is really a cool job. And I guess the scoreboard is, are you continuing to work up the ranks in the broadcast world?
And you were.
I was doing that, but still – there was a big butt at the end, and that butt got exposed when I would be around people like John Elway, and I would be around people You know, head coaches, Pete Carroll, and saw like like you talked about, the euphoria of putting something together special. And then, you know, I think we're all a little sick because of the appeal of agonizing over losses. You know, that I miss that. And the camaraderie, you get that in a broadcast. People always say the locker room. You really have a locker room when you're on the road.
True.
You got people who's, you know, you're busting chops and you're getting your chops busted. But you miss winning or losing. That's the reality. You miss a scoreboard. And is that of right mind? I don't know. But I did miss it, and this was an opportunity to do something about it.
One more quickly, and I talked about the vision. I talked about the synergy and everybody moving before you got here in the same direction, which to me is fresh, and I can feel it here from day one in the building. And I know that you guys, someone had asked you in the press conference about final say over the 53, and you said you had final say over the 90, Kyle over the 53. I've been at this a long time, and the best ones that I know mm-hmm. are who cares.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's about the partnership. It's about keeping the road clear. There's going to be disagreements, but ultimately, collectively, you'll come to the right decision with no egos, and then everybody, I think, can work with it. Just talk about one vision, partnership between general manager and head coach.
Well, the first conversation that Kyle and I had where this came up, that's what we did. We discussed our vision for a good while, and I already knew it because I had been exposed to him and what he believed about winning organizations. But then we really said, okay, let's force ourselves to articulate it. And then that got furthered when, you know, I came up here and, you know, stayed at Jed's house for a night, sat down with him for about 4 or 5 hours, and we just talked. And then we got on a plane, we went and saw Kyle. And that's where that, you know, the responsibilities. Look, there are contracts, guys, and if we're going to pursue this, something's got to be. And we both said, who cares? Let's put both, you know. And Jed said, well, we really can't do that. Kyle did have one thing that he felt like it was important on the 53 because he wants the perception, not the perception, the reality that coaches are going to be deciding guys, you know, whether they're on the final team or not. And I said, that's great. I understand that. I think I, as a player, would want to know that. And the rest of it, we just said, let's make it work, you know. And as I said, I think it's reflected that it is a true partnership. That's how we're going to ride. And like Kyle said, we're going to win together. We're going to lose together. And we got that commitment from ownership. And that's, you know, the challenge is keeping it like that. I understand that. And but that's what we intend to do.
So, John, it's obvious that you got to ask questions inside about quarterback.
Yeah.
But let me ask the defensive guy
yeah.
a question. You and Kyle, your vision about defense, 3-4, which is what this franchise has been for a while, versus 4-3. Have you reached a decision on that?
You know, I don't think we were married. I can tell you we looked at coordinators that mm-hmm. that do a little of each. Mm-hmm. And,
you better do a little of each.
We're in the process of that. But we did look at 4-3 guys. We looked at 3-4 guys. We looked at guys that do a little bit of mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, I think one of the trends I see in this game, I'm not even sure we have positions anymore.
Right.
They're just pieces that you can move all over, and I think that's what the good ones are doing. We both do, though, that we don't want to be a read and react team. We want to be an aggressive attacking. You know, I think a lot of people hear aggressive, they think we mean blitz in every play. No, aggressive in everything we do. If you know, you're playing D-line, you're going to be aggressive and attack. We aren't going to sit back, read, and react. We're going to bring the fight to them. And, you know, we both see that. One of the things that appealed to me, you know, smart football players, tough football players, resilient football players. But then also, you looked at the Atlanta Falcons this year. That was a fast football team. Yeah. It was fun mm-hmm. to watch. You felt their speed, and that's something we both believe in as well. And so we're going to try to – it's going to take some time to put that all into one roster. But like I said in there, we're going to be relentless until we find that.
And I think what's impressed me the most about you, hearing you talk on the radio and just now in your press conference, is the candor you use. And a line we spoke of just briefly before you came in here is, I know what I don't know. And I think entering a job of your stature is something that's difficult, to be that candid and transparent. Is that something that's important to you when you say, you know what, I don't have this experience, I understand that, that's a fair critique, but hey, I'm going to go find Adam Peters, and we find out we get Martin Mayhew today. Is that important to you?
Yeah, and it doesn't just stop there. Yesterday I was on the phone with John McVay. I mean, John McVay, we sit in a draft room that's called the John McVay draft room. And, you know, I had such a great conversation with him, and we're going to invite him down. He's going to spend a day with us because there's something that we can gain And out of respect to what he built here, I want those people around. That's something that's very important to me. I told Jed from the start that, hey, I don't know what's happened in the past, but I need former 49ers to know that not only are they welcome, they're encouraged to be around here.
We need
our players to feel their presence. Because, like I said in there, that's what we're aspiring to be. I walk by five Lombardis when I enter here every day, and that's a pretty powerful reminder when I enter and when I leave of what we're trying to do. And so I'm going to keep picking the brain of people who have been here before. I've done it already numerous times, and will continue to do so.
For the viewers, John, I mean, the work has begun. You've been in draft meetings, obviously. You're going over your own personnel on the current 49ers. You're getting ready for free agency. You're getting ready for the NFL draft. For the viewers, just talk about the addition of Martin Mayhew today. Yeah. I got a lot of respect for Martin. Did a lot of their games when he was a GM in Detroit. Former player, has spent time with the New York Giants. Yeah. It's a nice addition, man.
It really is, and it's something that I felt was critical. I got a stud evaluator, up-and-comer in Adam Peters, who was going to be a GM in a couple years, I really felt. And I think most of the people in the league felt that. But I wanted a guy who's been there. This is a guy who drafted Matthew Stafford. This is a guy who drafted Ndamukong Suh and Ziggy Ansah. I mean, he did a lot of great things in Detroit.
He's a good man, too.
And, yeah, he's a great man. He was a teammate of mine in Tampa in 1993, and he's a guy that I considered a mentor and I looked up to. And so to have him there, and all he wanted to do is, hey, I want to be there to support you. I hit on some things, I missed on some things, but I learned from both. And that was critical to get that done. The New York Giants were great to allow Martin out of what he had, because they were very good to him and picked him up last year. And I consider it a big coup to get not only a friend, but most importantly for this job, a guy who I think is going to be invaluable with the experience.
And I don't want to miss this opportunity. It just came to my mind. I think you got to have some gratitude for Fox Sports and allowing you to, because I know the fast track you're on. I've been there with your career. I've studied your career. I know where you were headed. And for them to say, okay, John, this is your heart's desire, we know how much you want it, for them just to say okay and let you go, kudos to them.
No, definitely. Eric Shanks, a guy we both know, the president of Fox Sports, he came to me about 5 years ago. There were some rumors floating that I was going to go to the front office at Denver, and I said, that's not true. But I do have to say, Eric, if the right thing ever came about, it'd be something I'd consider. And all he ever asked was, be up front with me. Mm-hmm. Don't let me be blindsided. And so when this thing started developing, one of the first calls I made, actually the first call outside of my family, was to Eric Shanks. And I just said, hey, I want you to know I'm going to travel up and meet with the ownership of the 49ers, and he said, what, for a one-on-one interview? I mean, what are you doing? And
you're
I said,
doing a feature?
No,
we don't have you scheduled for a feature.
Exactly. And I said, no, they want to interview me for the general manager. And he said, well, listen, I know that's something you've always wanted. And they were incredibly supportive.
Yeah. John, I know in various network things through the years, when you do that, you really care about two things: close game and make your flight.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the two things. The flight's going to wait for you now, right, no matter what, right? But I've watched him over the last 3 years care a lot.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
No, that's cool. And it's great that Timmy's here and that you're here, Ted. I've known you guys for a long time and look forward to seeing more of you.
John, before we let you go, I want to put your broadcast cap on real quick and check out the monitor. Give us the scouting report for 20-year-old right-hander of the Erie Sailors.
Oh, my goodness.
Pulled up. We went digging and got some. This is way back in 1992.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first pitch in the history of the Florida Marlins.
It is. So give us the scouting report of this guy. Second round pick out of Stanford.
Yeah, can throw hard, a tad wild, a little bit like Luke Lelouch. You know, he started the season. They misspelled my hometown there, Solana Beach, not Solano. But, I think the first seven were balls. So then we settled down. But that was a strike, by the way. I want that one recalled.
I assume you. That's a major league umpire now. He was squeezing your
back. That was a strike.
We need K-Zone on that one.
Exactly.
First ever pitch in the Marlins organization, a fastball from John Lynch.
That's
John,
fun.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate
Thank
you joining
guys.
Us here on 49ers Live.
Thank
from all of us, we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot.
Look forward to more chats in the near future.
Thanks a lot.